Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and he said he's Stargate on Rumble, and you know, we're on so many stations right now. Just type in "You said he's Stargate" and it'll come up. Also, check out our Telegram channel. That's where most of the stuff, that the latest things we have posted on, there's just outrageous memes, hilarious memes are on there, and if you scroll through that, you'll see, you'll probably be on the ground laughing some of the stuff that they're coming out with. So anyway, we put a lot of time and energy into that one in the Telegram channel. So there's so much going on. You know, there's a lot of breaking news, and hopefully it won't be a race like the last show. We had to wing it just because everything went down. And Jason just had his monitor go flying across the room. So a lot of the veils are getting real thin, and you got to really start paying attention and do clearings and do healings and stay on top of it, because, you know, it's we're coming up to the big flip here pretty soon. So our top story, and you know, I thought it was important to get this out. I was thinking about it, and I go, yeah, I think I need to put this out. But there's warnings about the global EBS emergency broadcast test scheduled for October 4th at 2:22 Eastern time. I think it's 8:22 Pacific Standard Time. And it's allegedly going to trigger severe reactions over the 5G network that will be very detrimental to people's health, especially those who have been vaccinated. So these warnings are coming from very reliable sources, and the science backs the claims of detrimental effects. So according to the scientists and top researchers in the field, the hydrogel in the vaccines contains E. coli, Marburg yeast. You know, there's a lot of graphene and cesium that can be activated with these 5G pulses. So a little heads up, you know, if enough people know about this and the white hats are successful, it'll mitigate much of this disaster that they're planning. So that we use the same phrase, all and tie your camel, you know, that always comes to mind. So personally, I'm going to turn off all Wi-Fi, stay away from 5G towers, and most likely be in the ocean. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So anyway, on October 11th, they may try it again. So that's another date they're throwing out there. But don't get hung up on dates, because just know what the plan is and take whatever precautionary measures, you know, that are necessary. We're getting bombarded all the time by this energy. And when you go to the big box stores, you get hit by this stuff. So it's pretty getting crazy. The CDC and Big Pharma have claimed that their vaccines were 100% effective. And now they're down to about 20. It just kept falling. It's down to about 20% now and still falling. And so globally, countries are dropping the vaccines like hotcakes. Vaccine makers ignored their own test results, especially the animal tests, where they all died, and continued to ignore the VAERS data about the adverse reactions, including death, you know. And they're proving the vaccines are neither safe or effective. So unless they were designed for population control, then their claim would be about effective would be valid. According to Dr. David Martin, who I think everybody should look up, check him out. The coronavirus was isolated in 1965. So yeah, you know, I'm gonna say that again. The coronavirus was isolated in 1965 as a pathogen that could be modified, weaponized, and tested in 1966. In 1967, the first human trials were done. In the 1990, Pfizer made the first spike protein vaccine. From 1990 to 2018, they knew the vaccine was ineffective and could not contain the coronavirus due to mutations. Gee, I think that's what happened, didn't it? Just kept mutating. And so this is following the real documented science. So Ralph Merrick in 2002 patented the SARS, developed at North Carolina University Labs at Chapel Hill, a bioweapon funded by NIAID, Dr. Fauci, boom, you know. So, by the way, they just had a shutdown on the campus due to an armed person walking the campus. You know, maybe he's looking for one of these guys, who knows. But wait, there's more. So, according to Dr. Martin, a criminal cartel, the WHO, planned the epidemic, funded the epidemic, and profited from the plandemic. It's not an epidemic, it's a plandemic. So the major funder of which is Bill Gates with over 88% of the donations. So guess who's driving this? Mr. Eugenics himself. So those involved gave themselves absolute immunity from even being charged for what is now undoubtedly genocide. You know, they say the key driver of the pandemic is the media to scare the public into getting the vaccines. The economics will follow the hype. And so that was their formula. You know, they're using the media to create the fear, to scare the public, and then have them run down and get the vaccines, and then they all made a lot of money because the money followed the hype. So look up David Martin. There's a lot more to the story. He has all the documents, the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, Big Pharma are all one big happy family with the same agenda. It's a classic RICO case. All right, more in the news. The CDC has just dropped a bombshell on itself, exposing the true numbers in the risk-benefit ratio of the vaccines. Safe and effective is no longer applicable, according to the CDC's own data. It has not been safe or effective from the start. You know, the head of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, you know, with an arrogant smirk on her face, took absolutely no responsibility for continuing to lie to the public. To this day, causing what can now be only referred to as genocide, making big pharma billions of dollars. So they're continuing to perpetuate this safe and effective thing, and they're trying to get your kids and everybody else vaccinated. It's insane. This is pure genocide. It's insane. So speaking of tyranny, you know, the Dutch government is planning on seizing 3,000 farms to meet the new climate goals, following Agenda 21 and Agenda 30 now. I might want to look up those agendas. Most likely, if they are successful, you won't be around. So, neither will 200,000 cows plan to be slaughtered at Cowswitch in Ireland, you know, to meet the new climate goals. Might be a meat shortage coming up in your neighborhood. So, ditch the lawnmower and buy a cow. This is insane. This is just pure insanity. You know, it just keeps going. According to the diplomat, Deepak, I'm not going to Bohra, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. Allegedly, sniffer dogs found cocaine on Trudeau's plane, and he did not attend the G20 dinner because he was high on drugs. And so maybe the White House should hire India to provide for their security. You know, they could find out who dropped those baggies and where that mysterious powder came from. You know, Justin Castro, I mean, Trudeau, you know, also went on to apologize for having a Nazi speak before Parliament with a standing ovation. He then tried to divert the blame to Russia's disinformation. And that was a playbook in America, I believe. I think Hillary tried that. Yeah, she did. So then he went on to apologize to the Jewish, the Polish people, the LGBTQs, or whatever other letters you want to add to that, who have suffered due to Nazis, then praised Zelensky, who has Nazis replete throughout his army, known as the Azov Battalion, that have been persecuting the Russians and any Russian-speaking people in Ukraine. It's like I don't know what to do with this. This actually this it's that makes absolutely no sense. This is reported accurately. So they're funding the Nazis, which is internationally against the law, and then apologizing for the Nazis, and then bringing the LGBTQ into there too. He covered all of his bases, you know. Like, so anyway, it makes no sense. If you can make sense out of this, good luck with that. So it makes no sense whatsoever. Neither that's funding, not we're funding Nazis as well. So here's a good one. Missouri officials refused to work with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, saying all federal so-called gun laws are unconstitutional. And I wish other states would obey the law. The Supreme Court ruling agrees the right to bear arms means carry, you know, whatever you feel necessary to defend yourself, basically. So now with the triggering of the viruses by 5G, scientists are saying people are going to act like zombies with the propensity to bite. So those unarmed, if the virus doesn't get them, zombies will. So anyway, good move on that one. Cattle are being injected with the mRNA vaccines while some ranchers are taking a stand, buy grass-fed, no antibiotics, natural beef in support of your local farmer. They're even growing vegetables now to deliver their vaccines. This is how psycho these people are. Turbo cancers, fast-acting cancers have jumped, 79 to 80%. Is it the poisoning of the air with chemtrails, the food, the water, the vaccines? My bet, considering the timing, would be the vaccines. So fitness enthusiasts, athletes, teenagers, people in great shape are dying suddenly. Any way you slice it, someone's trying to depopulate the planet. There's no other answer for that. And I think we're going to be having zombie cows here really soon. So don't be running through those pastures, or the zombie cows are going to get you. So anyway, just don't vaccinate them and you'll be fine. Kerry Lake, one of my favorites, called out Zelensky for threats concerning Ukrainian refugees turning rogue, becoming terror cells if U.S. support fades. So Zelensky is threatening us now if we don't give him the money, So, and I think the refugees were fleeing from Zelensky's Nazis, not the Russians. And many went to Russia to get away from the oppression. So seriously, our borders are totally secure, according to White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre. So how could terrorists ever enter America unvetted? I mean, seriously. It's like they're probably flying them in and creating their own little cells. Who knows? But anyway, there's more to this. The Polish government just confirmed the missile that killed two Polish farmers was fired from Ukraine. Zelensky is guilty of war crimes. He lied and said it was Russia and urged the US to invoke Article 5, bringing the US into the war. So that was a stunt to try to bring the US into the war. He attacked another country and blamed it on Russia. And I'm pretty sure that's a war crime. Anyway, look it up. Zelensky also appointed Marina Abramovic as ambassador to US, who allegedly is involved in spirit cooking and satanic black magic. Zelensky, an actor, comedian whose claim to fame is playing the piano with his penis. Look it up. I'm not making this stuff up. He's surrounded himself with transgenders, witches, and will be honored and praised by politicians and leaders around the world. I mean, you can't make this up. Has anybody questioned why politicians are so hell-bent on sending billions to Ukraine where Americans are in dire need? They're not even taking care of our own border. It's common knowledge that Ukraine is the most corrupt, decadent regime on the planet. And it's deep state central, basically. So I'm not going to spell that one out for you. Do your own research. And you'll know why they're sending all this money over there. And the next topic is, I wonder what would happen if they had fair elections in Ukraine. Probably the same thing in the US. The president administration would be out of work. So, speaking of presidents, pictures of Joe Biden and Epstein at Epstein Island have been surfacing, along with Kamala and Epstein in a warm embrace. Many prominent politicians, the Clintons included, have been seen on the island, some Republicans as well. So now you know why the guest list has never been revealed. It probably never will be revealed. So don't hold your breath on that one. This is a good one. When Al Gore was born, there were 130,000 glaciers. Today, there's only 130,000 glaciers. Think about that. The polar bear population is rising, and the CO2 levels necessary to maintain the jungles and forests are declining. So, all you global anarchists, you might want to rethink this one. Plymouth Rock is still above water, relatively at the same level when the early pilgrims first set foot on it. Almost all the global warming pundits are buying beachfront properties. Have you figured this out yet? If you haven't, doesn't Joe spend a lot of time at Martha's Vineyard on the beach? The guy that says global warming is the biggest threat to our civilization, bigger than nuclear. The guy trying to start World War III with Russia, that guy. This is end time madness. This is pure insanity. I can keep going, but I'm just going to leave that one alone. That's so obvious if people haven't figured out it yet. It's another big power grab, this whole Green New Deal. It's a Green New Steal, basically. Carrie Lake also called out the injection of over 350,000 illegal ballots. Her opponent, Katie Hobbs, a Democrat who should have recused herself, was in charge of the election. How does that work? You're running against somebody and you're in charge of the election, Nothing here, folks. Just elections as usual. Did you know it's against the law to question elections and the community rules for most social media? I could have sworn that fell under free speech, but I think Kerry should be the pick for vice president. Canada. Could you imagine both of them firing away at corruption? Talk about entertainment. Having Kerry and Trump, Kerry Lake and Trump up there. That would be very entertaining. I'd actually watch the news for that one. Speaking of entertainment, looks like Trump took a flamethrower to Howard Stern, calling the woke radio show host a broken weirdo, unattractive inside and out, trying like hell to be relevant. We have to stop listening to morally challenged movie, music, and radio hosts for opinions of others when their house is in total disarray. I find Trump hilarious, a much better entertainer. Nothing hidden there. Tell us how you really feel, Donald, or should I say, Mr. President? It's like, you know where he's coming from, and he's pretty straight up, and he's been right all along. So we can't, got to give him that. Anyway, the new national anthem will be changed from One Nation to, oh, change to One Nation Under Fraud, clearly visible with bribery and corruption for all. I mean, that's, they might as well, they're changing everything else. They're getting, they're getting, you can't have the what are they, they're taking down everything. What's the Ten Commandments? Can't have the Ten Commandments anymore in the courthouses. Gee, I wonder why. They might as well change the Lord's Prayer while they're at it, to Our Father who art in hell. Power of others, fame, and money is the God most worshipped today. Unfortunately, people will sell their souls, their families, and neighbors for the, in the name of success. And that's got to come to an end. The only gain choosing that path is the loss of your soul connection to God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. If your soul is not connected to God, then what is it connected to? If you're not operating from universal law, then whose playbook are you operating from? And this, we need to look at ourselves with brutal honesty and just who are we serving right now? Are we serving the people, humanity, the earth? Are you serving Creator? Are you serving some institution that's on the wrong side of the fence? So figure that one out. And, I've never seen such an ungodly epidemic of corrupt, double-speaking leadership on every level in every institution. And we wonder why we've not made contact with benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced off-world visitors. Do you really think they've been, you think they haven't been observing us? What's it going to take to clean all this up? A pole shift, a major solar flash? When are people going to find the impeccable integrity, the courage, and take the moral high ground? The heavens are waiting. Some folks have been waiting for 2,000 years, others have been observing us for billions of years. So it's time to get our act together and live a life of impeccable integrity and operate under universal law. And those who forgot what universal law is, it's universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Those are the basic. That's the foundation. And it's actually mainly the foundation of our Constitution, which why they really need to take down America. And that is the goal of this left program. So on that note, I'm going to sign off the my rant and turn around and go to the question to the Q&A, the question and answers. But seriously, the stuff that's going on, I'm really, you can't make this up and have a stable mind. It's the double speak and the double action and the everything is just so crazy. It's so insane right now. And it's the antithesis of ascension right now. If you want to go into descension, that's where we're going. And so we need to get an administration that's going to be focused more on ascension, not descension. So on that note, we'll go to the Q&A, and we've got Kathy, my lovely assistant here, to bring out the questions.
Can you talk about Merkabas?
Merkabas, there's a lot of really ancient information about Merkabas where you spin your fields. You spin one. A lot of us do it naturally because when you're sitting in meditation, you'll start going like this, and you can focus and you can spin it back the other way. And it's the two fields, one spinning one way, once it's clockwise and counterclockwise. And supposedly when you do that, you can rise up in frequency and connect with your multidimensional self. And so there's a lot of people that have done a lot of work on that, but a lot of that just comes naturally when you're meditating.
Please tell us more about Trump's lineage, Planet Liberator.
Wow. There's people that do that work that, I mean, he, I'm not, that's not my forte, but I know his lineage goes kind of back to the family of Christ, basically, or he's of that lineage. And what's more important too is that his incarnation here, where he incarnated from and why. And that's more important. And he's part of the Orion Council of Light. He's part of the Planetary Liberation Group. And he came in for that purpose. He's a major planetary liberator. And regardless of what you say, I mean, the guy's not perfect by most people's standards, but most people's standards are very limited. And so, it's to me, I really look at what he's done. He walked away from a beautiful life, and his family's life is online. His sons are doing great work. I mean, these guys are putting their all into liberating this planet of the corruption and the darkness, whatever you want to call it. So, regardless of what, if you've been socially engineered to think that this guy is evil, then that's your program. That's your program, but it's not based in fact. And so you look at where the country was going while he was in office versus where it's going now and where it's been taken, and they're night and day. So one's on the downward spiral that's going to end in total economic and social collapse, environmental collapse as well. The other one is his program was on the upward spiral, and it was really for the people. He's for the people, all the people, not just the rich. So anyway, I and I, there's stuff you'd like to say, and he says it. That's what blows me. It cracks me up because in your mind you go, God, that person's this and this, and then boom, he just says it, and then people judge him for that. For but you know where he's coming from. I'd rather have somebody just be straight up and know where they're coming from. And but he's done some great work with the economy, with helping out all the different races. He's not a racist. He's done some really beautiful things that people don't even know about. He's helped out a lot of people. And so he's a good soul. We need somebody like him right now. We need a warrior right now. We're not ready for Gandhi, and we need a warrior in there to clean drain the smoke.
Can you talk about the writing of the Essenes? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, these scenes.
And are these the writings that Jesus read and learned from?
Yeah, Jesus was involved with the Essenes, but he's also involved with the Buddhists and the Hindus and all of them, since he traveled extensively. And a lot of their teachings, if you take the teachings of Buddha and Jesus, they're it's the same foundation, the same message, but it may be done a little different each time. said a little differently, but they're the same way. And he talked about a lot of things that you're not going to hear about in church because they won't cover that. But if you really read his sayings and his what he said and get a Bible with the Apocrypha in it, and you know, you're going to be a lot better off because that has all the teachings of Archangel Michael about reincarnation. It has all the women in there that were deleted out, and you'll be much closer. But you know, basically it goes back to universal law, you know, and if you operate under universal law, you don't create karma. And that's the whole foundation of all of it.
And you said get a Bible with the what in it?
The Apocrypha. Get a Bible with the Apocrypha in it. And the Apocrypha has, the Bible was taken out of thousands of books, and King James wanted one canon, and he shortened it, and he wanted one canon for all the people, and they weren't getting it done in time, so he whacked off the heads of a few scribes, and they got it done really quick. But there's several Bibles out there. I don't know how many Bibles there are out there, but if you go back to the most oldest Bibles and anything that was written in Aramaic, you know, in the ancient times, you know, look up that. You'd be like, the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic is totally different than the prayer that we have now. You know, it goes, "Oh, cosmic birther, Father, Mother, God." It's totally different than what we've been told.
Did the biblical flood not wipe out all the fallen angels, demons? Was the flood only in the Middle East and some avoided it? Or did they all come back?
You know, these floods, it wasn't just one. We've gone through several pole shifts, and we've gone through ice ages. We've gone through great wars. We've had just incredible cataclysms with massive volcanoes going off, tsunamis and everything else. So the Earth is a very volatile planet. We've had a little chill stage so far, even though we have had a lot of tsunamis and earthquakes and things like that, but compared to the past. And so we're constantly having startovers, and we've had to start over again and again and again, especially after a pole shift. Almost everybody starts over. And we have a lot of people during the days of Atlantis and Lemuria, they went inward. They went to the inner earth along with the other groups that were already there. So a lot of the gnomes and fairies and elven beings and all those guys were already in there along with some other very advanced beings. And so they continued, and then they'll come back out again and start over. And a lot of Native Americans, you talk about their legends, and they talk about living under, and the ant people helped them, the people that lived underground, and then they came back up again, you know, after the changes. So this is a repeating cycle that's been going on for a long time. And no, they haven't all been wiped out. A lot of them were wiped out. There's some of the most ancient beings that were here, the Anunnaki are in stasis, and you shouldn't wake those guys up. The benevolent ones continued to evolve and ascend, and they're in the sixth and seventh dimension. But there are the fallen Anunnaki that are causing problems, and some of the most ancient families that we don't even know about are the ones behind a lot of the pain and suffering on the planet right now.
Do you believe the unvaccinated will be sought out for their blood once the vaccinated understand they were lied to?
Like in Vampire, people are going to take their blood?
Or transfusions. I don't know.
Probably. I mean, the vaccinated are going to be the ones still standing after all. I mean, the unvaccinated are the ones still standing after all this is said and done. But you know, protect your DNA. You know, you've got Yahweh written into your DNA. You know, you've got to protect that. And that's why people are changing after they get vaxxed. They're different. They're not the same. There's changes in the DNA. There's all kinds of changes. But some of these vaccines are set up to actually cut you off from spirit. And you'll notice major personality changes in a lot of people. But, you know, basically, there are ways of mitigating a lot of this, and people need to get on that right away. We need to do heavy metal cleanses and get that out of our system. There's protocols. Go to a lot of the, what's the doctors, frontline doctors, I think frontline, a lot of the frontline doctors, a lot of people out there have protocols. Just research it for cleaning this stuff and getting it out of your system. And so we really need to build our immune system up and eat really close to the earth and get away from processed foods and find out where your water is coming from and you know, check your water, make sure it's clear. And there's things you can do. You got to do your own research and be a critical thinker to get through these times.
Is it possible that the white hat op is a double psyop, or is it real? It felt more authentic 3 years ago than it does now.
Yeah, that double psyop thing. I've been talking about that. My feeling is there is a major white hat operation. I know it probably started even before Kennedy, and Kennedy really kicked it off when they assassinated Kennedy. And there's Q, and then there's Q plus, and then there's the Anons, and then there's different. They're all different aspects of each. They're not all the same. People try to lump them together. There is a major operation going on, and you know, there's a part of you that's going, why haven't they moved yet? Why haven't? And they are doing a lot. We're just not seeing it. It's being done in secret. And there's so many stand-ins. There's so many masks and clones and CGI and just everything going on. It is a big crazy maker. And I've always, from the very beginning, I was asking, is this a double psyop? Because there are some people making claims out there that aren't real. And we have boots on the ground and we check them out and we find out, well, that wasn't real. If it was real, then, you know, why are these people still here? And there's people on the ground that didn't see what they claimed. So there's a lot of that going on. And I think there's a lot of people with good intentions that are telling stories, and the stories aren't founded in reality. You know, they're not backed up by evidence. So there's a combination of things. People trying to be relevant. You know, they want to do the hopium message and the feel good message. But I think it's a lot more. It's a lot deeper. There's a lot more going on than we can imagine. This stuff has been going on for 450,000 years, 9,000 years intensely. This is a very old problem, and it's being cleaned up, and it's deeply entrenched. And it's, you know, I just saw the other day they're still digging tunnels up in major government facilities. You know, they're finding these deep underground tunnels, and they're still digging these things up. So it's ongoing. I'm waiting, you know, for the big flip to happen as everybody else. But I've always told people, don't quit your day job. You know, just we all got to stand up together and take personal responsibility and not participate in this other stuff, thinking things are going to change. You know, we need to be the change. We need to rise up and find that impeccable integrity and courage within us and do what's necessary. You know, I'm doing all I can. It's like, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Can you please talk about Inky's role in our current time?
Okay, there's a lot of misinformation about Inky and Inlil, and people are going to get pissed about this because they're all throwing their eggs in one basket or the other. And what's more important, again, is what are we doing? You know, let's not be have our, you know, we're still looking at Roswell. Come on. You know, our necks are cranked to the past, and that's the game. And it's got to be in the moment and, you know, find that impeccable integrity and courage in the moment and do what's necessary and align with universal law and hold your leaders to it. Say, no, we're not having it. I'm not doing it, period. You know, we need to do that. But I'll tell you my understanding. And this comes from some very high masters. And basically what they said was there was Anu, which was the king, the main king, and his sons, his main sons were Enki and Enlil that came here. And I have memory of that. I have, you know, Kathy, you have memories of that too. You know, a lot of people that are awake, not woke, awake, and have had any kind of a near-death experience, things like that, have memories of that in the past. And it depends on which side you're on, but Enki was the scientist, basically. He was a geneticist, and when they were taken around with the genetics of the Denisovian man and the primitive man that was developing here naturally to upgrade him, Enki wanted to continue to upgrade him to become like them, to become, you know, in the same image and likeness of the gods, not the God. Now, and we are creating the same image and likeness of God in consciousness, because the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is within us. And it's that spark waiting to be ignited to the full flame. But we also have the genetics of the gods as well. And there's a big story about that too. But anyway, Enki continued to upgrade humanity, and he wanted to walk, you know, with these upgrades. They reached a point where they actually, some were evolving beyond the Anunnaki. You know, they had that human genome, which is all about service and respect and things like that, and in awe of the other beings, which made them subjective to the higher consciousness and energy. And some of the Anunnaki got caught in the ego, and so they stopped evolving and got stuck. And so what happened was, there's some very advanced hybrids that Enki was working with and continued to work with them. And they actually went back with them when they left, when the benevolent Anunnaki left, those guys went with them. And when you reached a certain level of consciousness and were asking the right questions, they would bring you in. You could be part of the club, you know. So there's a lot of that going on in the past. Now, Enlil was a defeated warrior. He had some real issues. He wanted to end the experiments. He thought humans were noisy and problematic, and he wanted to just totally end the experiment and get rid of everything. And he was threatened by a lot of these hybrids because they were evolving beyond him, because, you know, he was a defeated warrior. He was a general and he was not evolving. And so he saw that as a threat, you know, and so he wanted to eliminate them. And so he was, you know, this whole concept of a jealous, wrathful God that's a genocidal, nobody can appease, and the all-loving, all-forgiving God came from that, and it kept on going. And so we've always had one group that's operating under universal law that is in service to the creator within all creation, and then you have the other group that's in self-service that is breaking universal law. And we've always had those two polarities. It happened in Atlantis and Lemuria. The Atlanteans shifted and they went into pure technology. And then they started using their technology to control the masses, even warring on their own people. Because Atlanteans and Lemurians were the plating colonies, the two colonies. And so the Lemurians were saying, hey, you know, you're going against universal law. You're taking the wrong road here, you know, you got to knock it off. And so their response was to melt down their cities and use their beam ships. And then the Lemurians responded by bringing the meteor in and smashing it into Atlantis. And that was the end of Atlantis. So anyway, that same thing is happening. It's been happening throughout the galaxy. That same polarity happens where you've got those in service to self who want power over the others, that want the fame and the fortune and the notoriety and power of others. And you have the other group that's in service to humanity, the earth, and they want to empower others. And they see the creator in all creation and they're in service mode. So you have those two foundations happening. And we're in it right now. We're in the same battle right now going on. And so all these high tech guys and all these other guys, and I'm saying all of them, there are some good ones in there, but you know, they want to control, they want the information, they want to control and dominate, they want to know and control every aspect of your life. And there's another group saying, hey, where's my personal freedom? You know, where's my right to free speech? You know, where's my right to live a life in, you know, in harmony and where are my personal privacies? You know, they're going, what's going on here? And so they're not buying it. And you'll find a lot of the more benevolent ones are in the conservative factions, and people are going to be mad about saying that. But the people that are more spirit based, that are those factions are more about the Constitution and universal law and maintaining rights and empowering everybody, and they're more in service. And you get kind of the left organizations that have just gone off the rails. And they're going against universal law, and they're all about destroying the family unit, and you know, getting all the freebies and taking down the government and everything else, which needs to be totally revamped. You know, we do agree with that. You know, the way it's set up now, it has to change. But I mean, there's no reason why people can't have an education and can't have food and can't have housing and things like that. We can cover all that right now. We have the technology to do that in abundance. And but there's people that are stopping that from happening, and that's what we have to change. We have to get rid of that. But I hope I answered that.
Who are the genetic farmer races?
Oh, the genetic farmer races. I mean, God, they've been farming genetics. Everybody is farming genetics on the earth. It's like the grays are doing it, the reptilians are doing it. They're trying, we have the DNA of the gods, and they want that. They want to upgrade their civilizations. And so, you know, Enki was farming, you know, he was upgrading things.
What do you think their position on the recent vaccinations and genetic modification is?
Depends on what their agenda is, though. I'm sure the people that want to preserve the DNA of the gods aren't happy at all with that. I mean, they're pissed off because they've been shutting down that DNA. And the ones that just want to grab the DNA for their own use are probably not happy with it either, because now they can't grab the DNA because it's been altered, it's been tainted. I don't think anybody's happy with that other than the oppressors, the people who want to just control and dominate everybody. That's the only people that would be happy with that program, the ones that want to make billions of dollars at the expense of humanity and the earth.
Are OBEs and lucid dreams basically the same?
That's interesting. I kind of say yes, basically, because when you're sleeping, you're out of body. You just don't remember. And you're going all over the place. You know, your body rises up and you have all kinds of experiences. And there's different types of experiences or dreams. And some are teaching dreams. Some are negative influence dreams, like nightmares and things like that. Some people are being influenced by these other negative realms that are doing all they can to stunt your ascension process. And there's the benevolent beings that are coming in and teaching people and guiding people and helping people process their fears and emotions. So there's a lot going on in those other levels. And right now the veils are very thin, and these really dark levels in the lower 4D are being cleaned up, and there's bleed throughs and shadow beings and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And you're seeing the people that have sold their souls, that are allowing other entities to run the show, are you can see them. You can't miss them. Before, they were hidden and they were good at hiding. Now they're just in your face. And so, you know, with the, they're similar.
I think lucid dreaming, for me anyway, seems to be where you have a bit of more control.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Where you're going.
Yeah, and lucid dreaming, you're doing more control. You're trying to control where you're going, which is like remote viewing or remote influencing and things like that. There's all different names for all of it. And it's all of it's been going on. You know, the masters have been teaching these things forever, and we just changed the names.
Are more souls choosing to leave the earth plane right now?
Definitely. You know, a lot of souls are going back. I mean, they came in from very high levels. They incarnated from the Pleiades and the Orion Council of Light, and they incarnate from their warps down, and they go, okay, man, I'm out of here. I'm going back. A lot of people just came in for a short event, you know, to unite a family or something. They came in to do, and they wanted to go home. They went back. And then you've got the genocide going on where a lot of souls are checking out. And they don't want to sit around and wait for the inevitable. And they're saying, okay, I'm out of here. You got to remember we're all eternal. And so we're coming and going. And yeah, you can screw up the body. And when that body drops, it just decomposes and it goes back to its basic form, which is the atom. And then it gets reconstituted later. So everything's alive, everything continues, and whatever disruptions are undone in that program, but because it's only temporary what these other guys can do. But lots of people are choosing to check out right now, and a lot of people are allowing themselves to be checked out, which is unbelievable. I can't believe how many people are marching right through that door and taking their families with them. They will not listen. They won't listen. They won't use any critical thinking. They won't do any research. They just say yes, sir, and go through that door. And they'll do the bidding of some very dark entities and not even bat an eye. And unfortunately, that's the problem right now.
Can you speak of the moon and its true history? Was it placed here to help us on Earth with our cycles, or was it always here? I hear so many stories.
Okay, my understanding of the moon, and what I found is at one time there was no moon, and then there was two moons, and then now we're back to one moon. So over history, and this is actually recorded in most ancient history, the sun used to rise in the west, and so it means the planet did a took full 180, stopped and reversed its spin. There's so many different things like that going on. My understanding is the Earth was a terraforming planet. It was brought here to terra. I mean, the did I say the Earth?
There,
The moon. The moon's a terraforming planet. It came to terraform Earth. And it was benevolent in the beginning, and then it got taken over by the negative Orions, the Orion Alliance, not the Orion Council of Light, and the reptilians, and then they started manipulating people on the earth from there, and a lot of problems, and then it got taken back, and then it got retaken by the negatives again. It's gone back and forth, and I'm pretty sure it's been retaken again by the benevolent ones. I'm not sure where that's at, because a lot of people go, oh yeah, we took the moon, we got the moon now, and then all of a sudden you find out, oh wait. Wait, that didn't last, So they've got the big guns are here now, and they have no problem in cleaning this up. And so they're here now. And before we were just outgunned, on the moon. But that's my understanding. It's going back and forth, and I'm pretty sure it's in more of the benevolent hands, and the dark fleet's really taking a beating right now.
Is the Alliance White Hat Military capable of taking out the dues that the deep state are using?
Yeah, the White Hats are taking out the they well, they have their own dues and they have their own stuff. And yeah, I was thinking about the underground facilities. They're taking those out, and they're rescuing a lot of the children that were taken into these underground after the Dew attacks. And so that's like a book in itself, what's going on. It's a war. We're in the middle of a war. And people don't realize, and it's a multidimensional war, and it's a temporal war, and it involves time travel. Everything's involved in this, and we're in the middle of it. So they are the White Hats, in conjunction with the higher beings, the higher dimensional beings, are totally capable of taking out the dues, and I'm pretty sure they're in the process. I have a problem with allowing them to do what they're doing. It's almost like you can't arrest a criminal before until he does the crime. If they ha there's universal laws around that. The thought police aren't they can't do the if you have a bad thought, unless you act on it, you can't be incarcerated. But anyway, personally, I think there needs to be a little more on the offensive, and but it kind of goes against their laws and things. But I think there needs more of an offensive and more of a cleanup, because there's no more. What they some of the groups that are coming in here now are saying there's no more negotiations. They're done. They're in full cleanup mode. So you're going to see a lot of fast changes coming.
Previously, we were told that the original Obama was taken out. Now some truthers are saying he is pulling the strings on the Biden thing. Which narrative is true?
You know, that Obama thing is so, it's so insane. All of it is so insane. I mean, you can see this guy has big scars where he had some extensive brain surgery. I don't know whose brain got, maybe they have a bunch of Obama clones, and when one really nasty politician dies, they stick his brain in there. You know, it's insane what's going on. And I'm sure there's more than one Obama, just like there's more than one Hillary. Obviously, there's more than one Hillary. And there's more than one Biden, and so this is just a big mind f, you know, to figure this out. So you got to realize that when one goes out, they just replace it, and you got to go after the guys behind the scenes that are running the show, because these guys are just marionettes, you know, they're puppets, but there's people behind them. And some are being used by the white hats, by the benevolent guys, to expose everything. And some are being used by the dark hats to continue with their program and their deep state and everything else. So it's really a mess right now. And again, if all the people just rise up and say, we aren't playing this game anymore, it's game over. And that's what has to happen.
Nasara, Jesara, and Medbeds, are they for real?
Boy, that's a good one. Okay. From the information that we've gotten, that Jasar is the global one, and it's been in place, and there's agreements already made and signed and everything. It's in place. Nasara, same, it's more of the local. The med beds are real. There's a lot of fraud out there concerning the med beds. They are real. But they're off world. A lot of them are off world, or they're in other places. They need to be switched out of the hands of the global elite and the dark fleet and those guys. There are some, you know, a lot of these beings can heal just with a thought and just with the mind and alter reality, and it goes beyond med beds. But you know, they do have these technologies, and they are in the process of getting them out and getting them in places where they can, you know, help the people. But the thing is, you know, we got to do everything we can to keep ourselves up and together, and do cleanses, you know, eat close to the earth, keep our minds right, you know, all of that stuff, and do the best we can, because I'm not sure when the real med beds are coming. There's a lot of promises out there and people taking prepayments and things like that. I'd be really careful with all that. I've seen technologies, I've experienced some of these technologies. I actually levitated on some of these technologies I won't talk about yet, but these are ready. I mean, there's a lot of incredible technologies that are ready to go, and some of them have been around since Tesla, you know, Nikola. You know, it's I think we're getting re ready for a huge, huge renaissance as soon as this old guard falls. And the old guard is not frequency specific to the earth, and the earth is in an ascension process. The higher dimensional beings are pressing in, the earth is ascending. And these guys are not frequency specific to this program, and they can't stop it. There's nothing they can do to stop it. So it's inevitable that their game is over. They're imploding. They're in the process of that. They're on the downward spiral. And so you got to hang in there and do whatever's necessary, you know, to cover your butt, basically, and your family, and work with your neighbors and prepare until we're through this. But, you know, it's a big shift. I think we're hitting the end of the close to the end of the hour. Is there more questions? There's
There's one more.
we'll do one more question.
Any intel on when Biden will be arrested?
God, when you know, this is just a big kabuki theater. You know, it's they have all the evidence, they have everything. It's not even Biden. But it's gotten so ridiculous. People are just watching this whole show and going, this is beyond. And when people pull their power back and no longer support it or play the or entertain this game, it's over with. And everybody just has to say, okay, enough, no more. We're not playing this anymore, and get back again to universal law. But he's definitely toast. I mean, he's they have everything. I mean, the smoking gun has become a smoking bazooka, and it's, I mean, they've got one round after another after another after another waiting, and there's no way he's going to get out from under this. So anyway, on that note, I think we're going to have to end. But it's really, the bottom line, we always say keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's the foundation. And live your life according to universal law, and find that impeccable integrity and courage to do what's right. And don't participate in anything that's outside of universal law. That's where we need to go. We can't play around anymore. And our choices now are going to create our future. The choices we make now are going to determine our future. So be very clear on the choices you make, and be sure you're on the right side of the fence. So anyway, on that note, we're signing off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and just hang in there. Keep the faith. Anyway, good night.
Hi, hi.